Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola head boys basketball coach Brett Watson about preparing for the season in the time of COVID-19. Indianola head boys basketball coach Brett Watson. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. We talked all last season about the Indianola boys basketball team being different, and that didn't quite have just one meaning, and I think that applies a lot to this season as well. Is that what you thought going into this season and kind of all throughout the offseason?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's kind of ironic, you know, last year we had to replace, you know, two very talented players that were our leading scorers, had to replace three starters, had to replace a couple guys off the bench. And as we go into this year, we're almost in the same boat. You know, we're losing our top two scorers again, another starter, some quality guys off the bench, and just a great senior class that brought a lot of leadership. So we definitely got to reload because we lose quite a bit, but you know, we're kind of in that same boat of being different with some different guys out there, and we're going to see how it all shakes out as we keep moving along.
Well, interestingly enough, I kind of came across those same comparisons, but it felt like 2 years ago when Gauger and VC graduated, you still at least kind of kept some primary ball handlers as far as, you know, the varsity level, and that made that transition maybe a little bit easier. But two of the guys that you're bringing back have been, at least starters-wise, are more of a post player or wing player. So kind of talk about that transition of maybe going from primary ball handlers lost to graduation and bringing a new style.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting part is, you know, with us having to replace some ball handlers is those guys that we're replacing them with have gone against those guys, you know, every day in practice, and but also have seen you know, kind of the behaviors that those older kids displayed of why, what made them so successful. So that, you know, those ball handlers might be inexperienced, but you know, they've been pushed you know, the last few years each and every day. Then you talk about, you know, some of the forwards that we're bringing. That is nice, you know, because both of those kids have you know, skill sets that are very unique that make them, you know, threats both inside and outside. And you know, it's going to be kind of fun to mesh and see, you know, how all the groups, you know, come together with those, you know, experienced guys on the perimeter, and then also some of those ball handlers that don't have as much experience.
I know going into off season, when I was in high school, it was just basketball all summer. That's where a lot of improvement comes along. Well, this summer obviously changed a little bit about that. So talk about the work in the off season over the summer and fall as far as your guys maybe not getting into the gym as much as they might normally.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We didn't get into the gym as much as we normally have, you know, which is bittersweet. But the nice thing about all this is, you know, as we develop and try to develop a new team, a new squad, some of those going to be seniors, going to be juniors. Some of those guys have been around. Now they had to take some more of a leadership role where they had to develop, you know, if we're going to get some workouts in, they're the ones that had to plan it. You know, we were completely hands-off as a coaching staff all the way through July 1st. So it was up to the kids if they wanted to get better, if they wanted to play or to do a workout. And so that was kind of fun to sit back and see what they did, and you know, kind of see some of those kids that really took upon that leadership role of organizing, you know, some workouts outside, you know, organizing just different things with the kids. And so that was fun, you know, even though we couldn't be in the gym with them, for them guys to have to do some stuff on their own. And then when we finally get together in July, it was so quick, you know. Maybe we only got a few weeks in there that we're able to do some things, put some things in, kind of just see our new group a little bit. So it was very unique, but I was really proud of, you know, some of those kids that, some of those experienced guys have been around, just the leadership roles that they developed and really utilized.
Well, speaking of some of those leadership roles, there was, you know, not only the leading scorers in A.J. Tygo and Tyce Johnson, but I felt some of the guys who put in some of that dirty work under kind of behind the scenes a little bit, Luke Humans, Blake Kennedy, those guys lost to graduation as well. How does a team that doesn't get a lot of that off-season work go about trying to replace some of that contribution?
Like I said, as you know, you mentioned all those guys right there is the example that they set every day. An example not only just on the court, you know, in practices, in games, but also off the court. I mean, all the guys you mentioned right there are very high character kids. And what I'm excited about is the ones that are going to be replacing some of those roles are, you know, have very similar characteristics. They're very high character. They've been putting a lot of work, you know, not only in basketball, but some of their off-season sports. Or sorry, the other sports that they're in, but also in the weight room. So, The group you just mentioned really raised the bar, and I really feel like the group that is coming up now has understood that and has really took upon that, both the leadership role but also just the work ethic that it takes.
Thanks to Brett Watson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.